Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm super excited about today's show. We have a full house again today. I am just so thankful for every Wednesday that I get to join you guys live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. We appreciate all of the support, even through the coronavirus time. I know a lot of people are watching the news, but I thank you for taking your time and listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat and still helping us keep this show one of the number one internet radio talk shows in the world. I mean, you guys are super special. Last week, I did not read any of the weather, but you know what? I'm going to today. Last week, we had, I don't even know how many people, 20 guests. I'm over exaggerating, but it was quite a bit. We had a lot of people on the show last week, and it was quite amazing. I'm so glad that we were able to do that within that hour. I'm still praying for more time, still praying for more days. And we'll just see how God moves you guys because, in this season right now, we're really believing Him for a lot right now. But let me go ahead and start with the weather, and then I'll go right on into ministerial moment. All right. So today in DC, we are cloudy right now. We are at 50, 47 degrees. Our high today is going to be 55 degrees. Let's see in Detroit. You are 46 degrees and cloudy. Your high is going to be 48 today. London, you are 48 degrees. Your high is 50 and you're going to wake up to 39 degrees. Let's see, Augusta, Georgia, you are 57 degrees sunny and your high today is 64. And South Australia, you're 64 degrees right now. You're going to wake up to 60 degrees. Tomorrow, you're going to have 80. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees, partly cloudy. And you're going to go up to 63 degrees. You got showers coming after 10 a.m., which is, should be starting right now. All throughout the day, you got showers all week long, all weekend as well. Puerto Rico, you are 75 degrees. Your high is going to be 79 degrees and beautiful weather, sunny. Portugal, you are 48 degrees and you're waking up to 40 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 51 and partly sunny. All right. So now we got the weather out the way. Let's go ahead and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. So, everybody's talking about the coronavirus. This is a hot topic right now that's going on. I didn't do a ministerial moment last week, but I'm going to do one this week. I just want to really redirect everybody's focus onto the Father. At this time, with so much information going around, the news and opinions of friends and family and et cetera, and even our own insecurities about the whole thing and our ignorance about it, because nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows where it came from. Nobody knows just, what it's all about. Nobody knows anything. So it's really, really, really challenging for a lot of people at this time to get a grasp on it. It's n not the norm. It's not something that we can just get a over-the-counter prescription for. It's not like we can call grandma and say, hey, what's a remedy for this? We don't have a clue what this is all about. And so, many of us are really struggling right now with just trying to understand. Like, we're used to doing what we call normal, which is paying our bills, going to work, paying our bills, going to work, clocking in, clocking out, calling in for sick days or not calling in for sick days. I mean, it's just so many things, a routine that we're used to, picking up our kids, taking them to school, taking them to, some kind of practice or some kind of volunteer work or something. We're so used to just, you know, doing our weekly chores, weekly things. But now we have all this time on our hands and we're sitting at home. And what do we do with this? And it's not only just that it's a coronavirus going on. I want to talk to the people that are used to a routine, that's used to moving constantly. And I want to really tap into that. I really feel like in this time that this is going on right now, this is a readjustment for a lot of us. And we're afraid to let go. We're afraid to surrender. We're afraid of the unknown. So I want to battle that spirit of fear of the unknown, the fear of the uncomfortable, being uncomfortable in the midst of all of this. I really want to address that person that's dealing with that. Right now, this is a time for me to let you know it's okay to let go, and let go and fall into the arms of God. Fall into the arms of the Father. Allow him to give you more instructions and directions. You know, this season of you just doing the work as usual, taking care of the household as usual, is coming to a halt right now, because I feel like life has just taken us away from the Father, and we have to get back to him. I know we go to church as usual. We go to work as usual. We do the same thing, the Monday through Friday, the Saturday routine, the Sunday routine, going to church. You know, even if we added Bible study, maybe we're part of some kind of church organization and we got a couple of days, we're still on a schedule. And because we're being on a schedule and we've been trying to fit God into our schedule, we're not allowing us to move by the Spirit of God. We're missing out on opportunities like, more discernment, more discernment about situations or people that we're dealing with or allowing in our lives. We're not allowing to be moved by the Spirit when it comes to more opportunities, ministerial opportunities, or opportunities to prophesy to someone or minister to someone at the grocery store, whatever, because we're so boggled up with our schedules. And I'm not saying that schedules are bad, but when we leave God out of our lives, when we do not allow him to take first priority in our lives, then our schedules are nothing. It's for us. We're moving by might and power, but not by his Spirit. And so the Bible wants us to move by his Spirit. It says that we live and we move and we have our being by his Spirit. We are nothing without God. We are nothing without the power of the Holy Spirit, the movement of the Holy Spirit. We are nothing without the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. So whenever we just take on life as usual and just do the work and just get through each day and just make life the way we want it, we're not living to the fullness of what God has already predestined for us. He's already prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemies. He has a plan for us, for our life. He already has that, already predestined. He said that he, has a plan for us for good and not evil. So there's so many things that God has prepared for us. But when we're blocking him out, not intentionally, but life happens. More schedule, more responsibilities. And some of you are saying, well, he's opened these doors that no man can shut. I get that. But you cannot do any of it without God. You cannot put him first. I don't care if you got to get up earlier, if you got to go to bed later, if you got to take your lunch break and sacrifice that time to spend with God. You have to get your orders from him. We have to do that. We have to get our orders, our instructions, our directions from the Father, because we might be in some place longer than what we should. Some things may be opening up, heartache, frustration, disappointment, because we may be in positions longer than what we should. We may be projecting a relationship that was only for a season longer than what it should be. We may be treating our children a certain way and they're growing up and we don't know how to treat them. We're treating them the same way as we treated them when they were 8 years old. But God has instructions for us to develop a relationship for where they are at the age 14, 15, and 16. But if we're doing the same thing over and over again and just living life in that way, we're missing everything. We're not allowing God to really have his way. And so I want to encourage people in this season to really allow God to move and by his Spirit in your life in this season right now, where God wants to minister to you, love on you, deliver you, heal you, go in the depths. I mean, it could be just like David in the cave, you know, or, you know, Elijah when he was isolated. I mean, or even Noah when him and his family was on that the ark. I mean, on the boat. Noah's ark, on the ark. So, I mean, we have to literally allow God to move in this season, in this time while everything is shut down. Only God can be in the midst of something like this. So I want to pray for you and just say, Lord, I just pray right now over each and every person that hears the sound of my voice. May they be touched by your spirit. May they see themselves in this word, this message right now. And may they just humble themselves and surrender themselves to you. May you have your way. Protect every household by the blood of Jesus Christ. Protect every family member, every friend, every co-worker, Father. Lord God, I know that you are in the midst of all of this. Give us understanding in the midst of not understanding, Father. For your word says to trust in you with all thy heart and lean not onto our own understanding, but acknowledge you in every way, in all our ways, and you will direct our path. Father, we thank you right now that we can have faith and trust in you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name. Amen. All right, we're going to take a break. And then we got Allison and Tom Cartwright. They are a father and daughter dual team, and they got some invention tools to teach you and some things to encourage you by. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Say whatever you want to say, and then at the end just say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You ready?
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yeah, Dr. Okay. Gina's with an S.
Gotcha.
And we're going to start taping now.
What's up, everybody? It's Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. G- One more time.
It's all right. You can just keep doing it until you get it right.
What's up, everybody? It's Randy Weston of Judah Band, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I love him. All right, Allison Cartwright, how are you? Is Tom on with us now?
I hope so. I'm texting him.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started. Yeah, let's go ahead and get started. Tell us, first of all, how do you guys come together in this way? Because a lot of people hear about family businesses and things like that and sons and daughters and I mean coming and working with their fathers or, you know, their families. How did you guys come together, you and your father, Tom?
Yes, absolutely. So my grandfather, his father, is an entrepreneur himself, and so I think that's kind of in the blood here. So my father, Tom, has always been an entrepreneur. He put in the book Empowering Ideas that anyone can get a free copy of, he did. He designed tie-dye T-shirts when he was a teenager and sold them. And, you know, he just started doing things from a young age. And so when I was in college, I wasn't sure really what I wanted to study after my first year. And his secretary had left. And so when I came home that summer, I basically started working for him. And I just felt the Lord have me stay there. So I didn't go back to school. And I've just been working for him ever since. And I've had a few brothers come and go over the years. So
how did you end up staying? You had them, they ended up coming and going. How did you end up staying? You just felt, I mean, when you saw them coming and going, it was not one time you thought, oh, maybe I should go too. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
no, I mean, the thought,
this is hard for some people to go in business with their family. You know what I mean? So what kind of advice in that moment when other people were leaving, your brothers and sisters were, I mean, your brothers were leaving, coming in and going out. What was that strength that gave you, that you had to keep you staying?
I think it was the peace. I didn't feel an unsettling. You know, I always had the wandering. Occasionally there'd be a season of, oh man, why am I doing this? Dear Lord. But the peace was there. I didn't get a check. I didn't feel the Lord saying it's time to move on. So, and my father and I do work well together. We're very similar. I'm the oldest of his. He has 8 children. I'm the oldest. My mother and father had 4, and then my father and stepmother had 4. So I'm the oldest. The youngest is just 21. So there's a huge, there's a lot of us, but we're very similar and we work well together. In a lot of ways, I'm definitely my father's daughter, but he's the big picture guy and I'm the detail person. So God knew exactly what he was doing when he put us together because we work so well as a team like that. And so the brothers that have come and gone, those, I think they were the more difficult ones to work with, not necessarily for me, for, you know, it was more difficult to work with them than my father. So it's good. Yeah, God has really honored the relationship and blessed our businesses. So it's been a good walk.
I love it.
That's been about 24 years.
Wow, Allison, that is amazing. I mean, so there is hope. And sometimes I do believe that if we put our focus on the Father, we'll get the bigger picture. I think if we rely on our own understanding in partnerships and in business, we won't see the whole picture. And I think by you saying that, you know, God didn't instruct you to leave yet, you were able to see what asset you brought to the table and you were able to walk in confidence in that. And I think, you know, that was relief to your father, because then in a sense it's not like you're pulling on him to try to figure it all out. Do you see what I'm saying? So it was like you had your strength and he had his strength and it worked so well together. And you guys, now this book, Empowering Ideas, tell us about that.
So we have been, Tom, we have been in manufacturing and importing product development for years. We have numerous patents. Tom has a ton of patents. And so we've taken products from ideas, patented them, manufactured them, brought them in, sold them to Sears, Costco, Lowe's, you name it. We've probably sold a product to them. And so so whenever someone finds out, oh, you have a patent, oh, you're in manufacturing, they're like, oh, I have an idea. You know, I have this idea. And they want to know how we can help them. And so over the years, we've just done so much that we felt led to start helping other people, Christians specifically, who have ideas, who don't know where to start and don't know what to do or how to begin. Like, oh, I have a great idea for this, but what do I do? Do I need a patent? Do I need to figure out how it's made, you know? And so we put together a program. And in this book, it's really kind of just the first step. It really encourages you and inspires you that you are creative, that God has given you ideas that he wants you to pursue, and that he's going to provide the means necessary. He's going to provide the finances. He's going to provide the connections. He's going to provide the open doors. When we're following the Spirit and we're led by the Spirit, it's easy. You know, he says, take my, you know, cast your cares, take my yoke. It's easy. It's light. And so it might seem like, oh, I have this idea. I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. But when you start following and stepping out and following the leading of the Holy Ghost, it just, you know, God just opens doors. And we've seen that time and time again.
Tom has joined us now.
Excellent.
Allison. Yeah, he's on now. Tom, welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
So we were talking about this
Wonderful.
Amazing book. I'm so glad you were Thank able you. To join us, Tom.
And me too. It's a pleasure to be here. And I always like to share the good things that God has done for us and that he wants to do in everyone, really, if they open up to him.
I mean, what's so amazing about Empowering Ideas, you guys explain how to bring inventions to the marketplace. And this is what Allison was really telling us about. What's your take on that as well? Can you add something to what she already said?
Yes, the idea, God inspires all of us. He wants us to create. He wants us to build our lives and the lives of others for his kingdom. That's how he operates. He's always expanding and growing. Any living thing has that in it. And an idea has the same inherent quality. And so people that have these ideas, they need to understand how to let God bring them out. It's like there's sunshine, there's water, there's things that make living things grow, but there's also elements that make ideas grow. And when you have an idea, you want to, what do I do with it? How do I get it? And sometimes people feel like it's bigger than them, but we like to say that God is bigger than everything, and if you give it to him, he'll show you how to develop it. So my gift has been to take an idea or a concept, whether it's solving a problem, a lot of times that's the basis of things. You see, oh gosh, that, you know, that could be done better, or this problem needs to be solved, and you just have an insight to it. You think it's simple, and it doesn't really matter, but it does. The simple things are what are profound. And I like the quote from Einstein. He said, any darn fool can make something complicated. It takes genius to make it simple.
Yes.
And so these thoughts, these ideas, these inspirational ideas, as it says in Proverbs, he gives witty inventions to his people. So we want to help people gain the confidence, build their faith, that God is for them. When he says, you know, I'll provide everything for you, that kind of detail is not really understood by most people, most Christians, that God will actually perform for you. There's I think it's in Psalm 57, where David said, I thank my God who performs all things for me. So God wants to give you an idea, and then he will direct and work it out. I'm writing a book now, a new book called Divine Connections, and I'm reflecting back on how God has connected me with the right people, taken me to the right places, and actually he's the one that arranges and orchestrates our lives in business. And to bring your faith to the point where you go, wow, God can direct my business. He can bring the right people in, whether they're designers, even attorneys and manufacturers, they show up, you know, I could say not literally, but they always show up on your doorstep when you need them. God is right there. So Empowering Ideas is a book about my experiences of how God arranged the circumstances and opened doors and allowed me to be successful. My success rate has been so much higher than most inventors because God has directed it, and he's the one that has actually given me the ability and the talent and the people to be able to bring products to market.
I love this story so much. I love this, your reality and how you are so dependent on God. And it's so true. I was even in my prayer before the show today, and even when Allison was speaking, we all can agree that in this time, I believe what everybody is in this still moment, when it's chaos all around, but yet in our homes, in this cave, in this moment, in the bosom of God, this is an opportunity for him to increase our creativity and broaden our faith and give us the understanding that he's bigger. Like, I mean, I think that when you said that, it spoke to me so well, because even before this coronavirus, the shutdowns and everything, God was already ministering to me about thinking, having bigger vision, having expand my, you know, my dream, just make it bigger. Like, it's not big enough. You're still, you know, dependent on or relying on what you've seen. And I love the scripture where he says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the plans that I have for you, or faith is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of the things not seen. I mean, it's just so amazing to me. And so that's what he's been ministering to me. So when this time came, I had already like been working on expansion, you know, like what, you know, for the direction and for the instructions. What is the blueprint, Father? You know, what is it that I'm attached to, you know, that I have not seen or I've not heard? What is it that I can't even imagine, you know, what is it? Bring it. Because he says he'll give you the desires of your heart, right? So, like, he places Amen. Those desires in your heart. But, like, if we're not allowing him to, we're limiting him in so many ways. And we'll keep living in limitations. But I love the fact that you have this gift of vision and dreams. And God, you know, I love when you said, and I hope this gives everybody understanding, again, when that word says, trust in the Lord and lean not onto your own understanding. You heard Tom Cartwright just say, and Allison say, that when this business, you know, evolved and how it kept growing and how successful they are, is because they did not lean on their own understanding. I mean, even to the point of you waiting for, you know, who is he going to send to you, like bring to you, what meetings, what relationships will be developed, what people are you going to meet that's going to have this to offer or that to offer, what, you know. And I love, Allison, when you also said that you realized through God that you had something, even though this is your father, you had something to bring to the table. What is it that you individually have to bring to the table? I think that's the message, and allow God to reveal that to you, and to reveal to you your gifts, and reveal to you how strong you are, but reveal to you how big he is. And that what if he gives it to you, the old saying is, whatever God has told you to do, he's going to supply for everything you know, that you need for. That's word and that's a saying. He will supply for all of your need according to his riches and glory. But if he told you to do it, he's going to give you a way to do so. I have my comedian co-host friend, bestie Gina G online. Gina G, I know you've been listening. Do you have anything you want to ask them?
I do have a question. While you are waiting, what did you do in your waiting season? You know, when plans weren't coming together, you were waiting on things to happen. What did you do in your waiting season?
I went and got a word from the Lord about the situation. I dug in, and it wasn't, as I looked to the Lord and I read the word, he would specifically give me something to hold on to. I was developing a medical product, the pharmaceutical formulation for hospitals, and we went through a lot of rough and tumble times. It looked like it was going to fall apart and not have enough funding and different things. And God gave me a word. I think it's in John, it was 21, but where they cast the net. Jesus said, cast your net out there. And they got all these fish, but it said, with all of these, the net was still not broken. So the Lord said, Tom, all this is going on, and while it's going on, you remember that your net will not break. And I was about to lose my mind, but I said, Lord, help me. And he said, this net's not going to break. You're going to pull in a big haul.
We ended
up licensing that to Tyco, Kendall, and it became a big success from... But you need to get a word. During that time, God will sustain you, just like he did. Was it Elijah was by the brook, you know, where the ravens he was waiting, but God was supplying what he needed. So while you're waiting, get into his word. God will give you something to sustain you through that period until you break through into the next place that he's already got prepared for you to enter into.
I love it.
I love it.
Go ahead, Allison.
Can I just add to that quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to say that while you're in that waiting and trusting God, you know, just be diligent to do what, you know, what's in front of you every day. Just keep working and being faithful with what God's given you. Don't just sit around and say, okay, God gave me a word, and then just sit on your laurels. You know, you have to just be faithful, because as you're working little by little, that's how God will then open doors and change things. So yes, you're trusting him with the word, but you know, you gotta keep that little effort going there too. So I just wanted to add that.
I love it. Amen. Allison Cartwright and Tom Cartwright.
Thank you.
This is the father and daughter dual team. They are doing great things, empowering ideas, how to bring invention to the marketplace. I love what you guys represent, the kingdom, of course. I love that you stand on the word of God, and the blood of Jesus just continue to cover you, every idea, every endeavor, everything that God has you doing. May your hands continue to prosper, and everything you Amen. Touch, may it be a blessing to not only you and your family, but also everyone that hears you, reads about you, and that are being blessed by all of the inventions that you have created. Listen, I want to say, please come back. Tom, when you write that next book, when it comes out, it's published and it's ready to go, please come back on the show. I would love to have you both back on. You're an inspiration. May God continue to bless you with more creativity and ideas.
I'd like to say one more thing in closing, if I may, please.
Yes.
God, this is a ministry to us. God told me that he was tired of his people being ripped off, taken advantage of by when he gives them ideas, he wants them to know what to do. You have to practically evaluate those ideas, and that's what we have developed with InventShine, a way for people to not be taken advantage of, to have a safe and secure way to take those ideas and run them through the nuts and bolts, practical look at it, and also to make sure that God is speaking to them clearly about this direction. That's very important because you've got to form that foundation and that basis before you step out even further and begin investing more of your time and resources into it. So that's what we're called now by God to do, is to help people with their ideas, to be able to practically and to know how to move ahead, and then from there, I'll tell you, God does the rest.
Well, I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited about this season. I know it's a lot of loss and sacrifices happening now, but in the midst of all that, I'm so glad for the people that are being healed and recovering from the coronavirus, and also all the ideas, all of the things that are being birthed in this season right now. And I just thank you guys for what you do, and I love your ministry, and you're always welcome back here. Actually, I want you guys to do a drop. I need a drop. If you would let Doug go ahead and do the drop with you guys, then we can go ahead and Gina G, you can go ahead and do your what she say, and Gina G with the Trinity, and stay on the line. Doug is going to take care of you guys, and I want you to do a radio drop for me. All right.
Thank you, Gina. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Allison. You're welcome,
love
sister.
You.
Bye, Tom. Mm-hmm. Love you too.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye now. They're so cute.
I love them.
I know. I love them too, Gina. Weren't they cute? I think they're so cute.
Yes, they are so cute. Oh, my God, girl. I'm telling you, father and daughter duos are always cute, though.
Look at all that wisdom they got, though. Like, all of that connecting those dots, inventors. Okay, what you got to say now, Gina G? Trinity with the Gina G. Trinity with Gina G. Got the Trinity with Gina G. Say, what you say? She got the Trinity. I say, what you say? She got the Trinity. Yeah.
Girl, you better come on with the music today. Woo! I'm so excited. Okay, you guys, Lord Jesus, pray for the world. We need to put the biggest Band-Aid that we could find on Earth. Just put it on the whole planet. Just put the Band-Aid on the planet because we need some healing. We need some healing in this world, you guys. Okay, so let's start with Donald Trump because, I mean, we have to. His press conferences, they are signing a petition. They've already got 100,000 signatures. People are signing the petition right now to stop them having live coverage of Trump's, I'm sorry, I do not mean to laugh, of Trump speaking at the White House. You guys, White House briefings are so vital and so important because it's where they lie to, I mean, not lie to us, I'm sorry, excuse me. It's where they tell us what's going on. So we need those press conferences. But I'm telling you right now, Gina, they are petitioning to stop Trump from even opening his mouth. We don't even want to watch it no more. We done. Just email everybody because we don't want to see him no more. So it's so crazy, you guys. I'm telling you, this world is, I don't know what you guys are doing, but you need to be in a corner, a closet, with your family, with whoever you're quarantined with, and kneel down and speak to the Lord, because these times are in need. Do you hear me? We don't even want to see the president talk on TV. I just don't understand. That's just beyond me right now to know that that's what's going on in the world. It's been a year since the late, great Nipsey Hussle passed away. Yesterday was his one-year anniversary. The marathon continues. It was postings everywhere of Nipsey Hussle, which made me feel really excited because, you know, we just keep seeing everything, you know, about the coronavirus. So it was really good to see some other content online. You have Rihanna that's given $5 million for the coronavirus relief. Excuse me, you have Kylie Jenner that's giving away $1 million. Right now, the big thing is, you guys, is face masks. So if we have any sewers out there, from the sound of my voice, any sewers, anyone that can put together a mask, they are needed, you guys. There is a company right now, there's a black female designer who is creating and donating masks to the hospitals. So if you have any sewing kits, I don't care if it's just needle and thread, you guys, masks are what we need. And believe it or not, Gina, they are starting to say to us that we should be wearing masks all the time. So rather you have the coronavirus or not, because that was a big kind of mishap. So just to inform everybody else, masks are needed. You don't have to just wear a mask when you have the coronavirus. You should have a mask on, period. That's why I don't know if people remember Michael Jackson used to wear a mask everywhere when he traveled. Everywhere he would have a mask on. And we would always think, you know, Michael Jackson's crazy. You know, like, why does he have a mask on and blah, 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 blah. You guys, it really does keep the germs away when you're speaking or when someone else is speaking to you, because, of course, this virus is coming in through, you know, through the eyes, ears, and throat. That's what happens when you have a virus. So let you guys know, get a mask. If you have any creativity to make one, buy one, whatever you do, if you're going out to the store, if you're going anywhere, you guys, you have to wear a mask. You know, you heard it from me first. If you ain't here, nowhere else. I know the big stipulation, though, is should we wear them? Should we not? You know, is it only for the contagious people? No, you guys. I personally believe and have read and studied that you should be wearing a mask, period. But it's over 150,000 cases, you guys, of people being healed. So believe me that God is working through this situation. I know it may seem so hard right now, but I'm telling you, he is making it through. We also want to send love out to the family of Selena. I don't know if you guys know who Selena is or what rock you've been living under, but the Mexican-American singer, you guys, has been gone for 25 years. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe it. It doesn't even seem like it's been that long. But we definitely want to send our condolences because she was one of my favorites. And I really do believe that her butt was bigger than J-Lo's, but that's just my opinion. But we want to just send some love out to our Selena fans. It's been 25 years. That just makes me feel old because I could have sworn I was in high school. Could have sworn I was in middle school or high school when she passed away. So that's all. That's just making me feel a little bit older. But anyway, you guys, I want you guys to stay safe. Continue to wash your hands. There's other madness going on in the world, but guess what? It is not important because it doesn't have anything to do with our health, our wealth, and being more spiritual connected. So what she say, and all of this is going to tie into one, stay prayed up, people. That's all I can, the only advice I can give you. Stay prayed up, wear a mask, love on your family, and don't take it lightly. I just found out that there's a case this morning that DJ Jazzy Fresh Prince, which is the DJ of Will Smith, who was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he feels that he has contracted the coronavirus because he has had pneumonia in both of his lungs. So right now he is being tested for the coronavirus. It's serious, people. You may not know anyone personally that has the coronavirus, but numbers don't lie. It is out there, and it is absolutely devastating to families, and it is killing people. So stay home, do some TikToks, or or find you some games to play, do something, but people stay home because here in the state of Virginia, they just announced yesterday that we will be on lockdown until June 1st. That is a long time. So I'm getting ready to grow my dreads. Y'all, I'm going to be a different person when y'all see me in the next 2 months. Y'all going to be like, what happened to Gina? I have changed. I have just let it go. So you guys just stay safe out there. And I miss my sister, and although I wish I could see her, we cannot social distance, you guys. Make sure you practice your social distancing. And that's pretty much all I got for you guys, because you already know what it is. You already know it's just more and more and more coronavirus on the news, and that's being showed everywhere. So I just want to give you guys a light day about a few things that's going on. But just stay prayed up. Pray for everybody. Don't pray for just your country. Don't pray for just America. Pray for the world. Because I'm telling you right now, we need the biggest Band-Aid.
All right. Praise God. All right. We need to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Yes.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, now she did it real good, didn't she, Gina?
She did
okay.
Good, yeah.
She went right on in. All right. Well, our next guest, we didn't have to wait for her to get it.
No.
All right. Mary Colbert is our next guest. Prayer that changes everything. Five principles
everything.
To activate your faith. Welcome, Mary Colbert, to the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Oh, man, this is great because you know what? This book right here, I have it. I've started reading it. I'm excited about it. I think it's right on time. I think every person needs to go get Mary Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T, Prayer That Changes Everything, because we need people praying right now. Mary, tell us how the concept of the book came about.
Okay, well, you know, I became very concerned because really and truly, people quit praying. And the reason people quit praying and they aren't really engaged in prayer, and if they do engage in prayer, it's kind of like a, oh, God, help me prayer. And that's not really a prayer. That's a cry. And there's a difference between a cry and a prayer. And the Lord literally let me see some major keys as to, one, why people don't pray. Number two, why they don't get results from their prayer. And number three, what they need to do to change it so they see fruit from their prayer. And I had a visitation from the Father. I know it sounds crazy. I'm not a crazy woman. Came out of the blue, Christmas Day night, 2014. I had a visitation from the Father. And he gave me marching orders to educate the people about this. He said, Mary, one thing he showed me is in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was in there praying his last night, talking to the Father. What happened? He comes back, and what's happened? The disciples are all asleep. And the Lord let me see right then and there so much got lost and isn't recorded on how he prayed, what he prayed, and what prayer is really all about. The only thing we ever got was that one little snippet when they said, Lord, you know, teach us how to pray. And he said, our Father art in heaven. That's the closest to teaching about prayer that the church is in recording been given, really. And so he let me see that in the Garden of Gethsemane, so much got lost because they fell asleep.
Yeah.
And how many people see prayer as a time where they're bored or it's repetition or it's something that they do because they have to do or they're supposed to do? that, you know, you two girls on here, I hear your girlfriends, nobody has to tell you to get together. You can't wait to get together because you have a good time and it's fun and it's engaging. That is what prayer is supposed to be with the Father. Prayer with the Father is supposed to be just as exciting. And why? Because you get fruit from your prayer. You see results from your prayer. And so it becomes a time of where you're actually looking forward to it and you're excited about it. And so some of these five key principles that he gave me and he ordered me, he says, teach my people these five principles, and he laid them out to me. And in the book, I go into detail. Every single story in that book is 100% true. Everything that I have recorded in that was by multiple witnesses. It wasn't by just one or two or a few. It was by multiple witnesses, everything in that book I've given as an account. So people will know that they can see that this is legitimate things that have happened to me, results that have happened, what happened. I have three recordings of three people that died and came back to life. Now, I use that as an example because that's the most dramatic. I don't know how many people have prayed for someone that's dead and they've come back to life. I have that as a fruit. I have a three multiple witnesses to that. So it is something that and to me this is nothing. I don't even think about it, but I see other people and they see the results of my prayers and then they're like, Mary, where do you get this from? How did you get this? Where did you get this? And the Lord now has given me permission to release this in a book. And one key factor, and I've got to get to this real quick because I know we don't have so much time to talk about this, but this is one of the most important principles that he taught me. And it's principle number five. He said, too many people, the reason their prayers are not heard and they can't be heard is because when you come to the throne room, you cannot enter the throne room and bring Satan with you. Now, that's very, very important. And people say, what do you mean? If you have hate in your heart, if you have unforgiveness, if you have shame, blame, guilt, any of those deadly spiritual blocks, spiritually, God cannot hear you. It's not that he doesn't want to hear you. It's a force shield that has blocked your prayers from being able to be answered. One of the things the Spirit of God showed me, and people have got this all wrong. This is what he told me. He said, they've got this all wrong, this binding and loosing. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven.
Yes.
And you're going to understand this now that I've said this, because he said, we got this all wrong. We've used it completely wrong. Whatever you're bound in your heart with, heaven is bound from working on your behalf.
Yes.
But whatever you have loosed in your heart, laid it down and let it go, you now have loosed heaven to work on your behalf. So I'm going to say that again so you really chew on this. Whatever is bound in your heart is bound in heaven. But whatever you have let go, you have canceled the debt, you have forgiven, you lay it at the feet of Jesus. Whatever it is, whatever offense, whoever has hurt you, whoever's wronged you, who's ever slandered, lied about you, betrayed you, whatever, we all have been wounded, hurt, and betrayed in some way. But God says to you, if you will loose it in your heart, let it go. Cancel the debt. You have now loosed heaven's ability to work on your behalf.
I think, Mary, that is a good word right there. I mean, for everyone, even in this time that we're, quarantined, isolated, or whatever, this is a good time for us for God to reveal those things and for us to loose that. And maybe this will give, I'm pretty certain that this will answer a lot of people that have been wondering why they're in a certain state or why they think a certain way or why certain things happen or whatever. And I even believe that even through that, we allow the enemy legal right in that space to torment us. And so I'm going to challenge people that are listening right now to really, really listen to what the Spirit of God is saying right now through Mary, through this show right now, and really take time to go before God, not only to get blessings, like as far as, you know, tangible things or an idea, but also to deal with the heart. I think that is very pivotal to even before you can even get anything, you know, maybe deal with that heart first and bind and get that out of your heart. And so the heavens could be open to you and God will pour you out the blessings of instructions and direction and creativity. I love it. We probably should have had y'all switched around, but we got people that are excited about being creative and inventing. So now you got the instructions on what you can do to get that. Mary, please tell everybody where they can purchase this book, where they can follow you on social media.
Well, thank you. I have a Twitter account. It's Mary Colbert at M Author. Mary Colbert at M Author. I've written several books. One of my books is 13 Women Men Should Never Marry. That's a hilarious book. It makes you laugh because all of us women know these women. But and I helped co-author the book 7 Pillars of Health with my husband, which made New York Times bestseller. My website is marycolbert.us. I host a national prayer call. I'm the one who hosted introduced the national prayer call on free conference call, launched it in 2016 to begin to pray for this nation. I had over 100,000 people on my prayer call throughout the 2016 election praying for this country. And so I have a national prayer call that I do the first of each month. And we had Richard Roberts on today. This is April 1st, and he came on. And he's going to actually be doing communion live streaming from his website on Sunday, Easter. So anyone who wants to take communion and watch Richard Roberts or roberts.com, you can stream and do communion and receive an Easter message with him on Easter Sunday. Go to his website, and you can find out about that. Mine is marycolbert.us is my website. You can email me. And then I just have a Twitter. I don't have Facebook. But those are my social medias. And my husband is Dr. Don Colbert. Everybody knows who he is. He's the physician to all the generals. Everybody in the world comes to see him in order to stay strong and healthy. So we're busy, and we're doing a lot with educating people about this covert, what they can do in the natural. Of course, what I want to teach people is what to do in the spirit. This is Psalms 9:1-1. You know, those that dwell in the secret place under the shadow of the Most High, 1,000 at your left, 10,000 at your right, but it'll not come nigh thee nor thy household.
That is it,
and that's the gospel that everyone can take and decree and declare.
In Jesus' name.
The word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Say so.
So that's our confession.
Mary, what's the prayer line number?
My prayer line number, I'll tell you that. So people can join us the first of every month. I should have it memorized, but I don't. Hold on. Sorry. God bless you. It is 712-770-4856.
Okay.
And the passcode is to enter the prayer call is 230-273. On Wednesday here in Passover, I'm going to actually be doing a fast and communion and having everybody apply the oil over their doorposts, taking communion, and a day of repentance and fasting on Passover Wednesday for this plague to be broken off this country. So we're doing
all
that
as well. Praise God for that. Thank you. Get in touch with Mary Colbert. Thank you so much. I wish we had more time, Mary. I love you so much,
okay.
But you're
Thank
welcome. You get another book. You got something else you want to share with us? You are more than welcome to join us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You were our treasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. God bless. Okay.
God bless you. All right, we got, before we close out, we got our team together. We got Portia Hoover joining us, Carla Hawks, Jeffrey Hill. Come on and tell us, Jeffrey, you start off. I know you just got married. Tell everybody about your wife's name, and let's go ahead and talk about what people can do real quick about their monies.
This is Jeffrey Hill with Hill Financial Group, and this is the Financial Five. I actually have my beautiful wife on the phone, Jana.
Yay!
So again, you know, if you guys have any questions for her, feel free to ask her. But guys, I just wanted to kind of jump in. Man, this call has been absolutely amazing. There was a lot of nuggets shared, and it's crazy how, you know, one of the things I've been talking a lot about is leadership, okay? And I know typically I talk about the Financial Five, but I want you to understand leadership goes into that part as well. See, in this time right now, you don't have the option to go to the clubs. You don't have the option to go splurge at a lot of the restaurants. So this could be a very pivotal time in your finances where you start to take ownership and stewardship of what you have been blessed with, right? So when you think about the money that you're not spending and splurging, eating out and doing that kind of stuff, could you now be purchasing some of these books that you heard about today? Or maybe now you finally got the extra money to purchase that audio course, learning how to speed read so you can get more books in your lexicon to expand your creativity and ideas. So a lot of what I've been teaching and talking about here lately is the leadership within this time of need, because what I want people to do is to get in the habit of learning and teaching. You don't have to be an expert, but if you've learned something and you had an aha moment that some author shared, then step up to the plate and put those ideas out there, because somebody said this, and I don't remember who it was, but, you know, if you turn on the news, all you see is negativity. As a matter of fact, it was Gina G. She was talking about, you know, it was a breath of fresh air, even though it was a celebration of the passing of Nipsey Hussle. It was something negative than what we've been hearing. So we need to combat all the negative with positive. I personally like the idea of getting your financial house in order, because right now people are thinking, what can I be doing to protect my wealth? Okay. What can I be doing to keep myself safe during this time of uncertainty? And what can I do going forward to make sure this is not going to happen again? We've lost over $10 trillion of money within the last couple of weeks. Sure, have some people gotten it back? Yeah. But when you think about what's going on, there's a lot of people who were somehow able to get out of all of their positions before all this happened. So that should let you know some people know things about what's going on that you don't know. So what I would say, don't fall victim to the hype, and call us at Hill Financial Group so we can teach you guys how to protect your wealth and how to increase your legacy during this time.
I love it. Carla Hawks, we got a couple of minutes. I'm sorry, sister. Come on, tell us what you about our debt. Go ahead and tell us something about that.
My name is Carla Hawks, and I'm just coming on very quickly to say one thing. I know that we've been hearing a lot about getting our mortgages and rent deferred for 3 to 6 months. I just want everyone to make sure that in this time that you're asking all proper questions to your lender, just to make sure you're not hit up at the end of your deferment or forbearance in your 4th to 7th month. And one of the best questions is to ask is that loan are those payments going to be put to the back of my loan? Am I responsible for those payments in my 4th month or my 7th month? Just make sure you know all the ins and outs of any deferment that you're doing, whether it's with credit cards, car loans, or your rent and mortgage, because you don't want to be hit up with a huge amount that you're unable to pay when it comes back around.
I love that. Tell everybody how they can follow you.
Everyone can follow me at Boss Lady Hawks on Instagram and Carla Corinne, Corinne, on Facebook.
And Jeff, tell everybody where they can follow you.
You can follow me at the Hill Financial Group on Facebook, or you can go to Instagram and type in HFG Inc., which is Hill Financial Group Incorporated, HFG Inc.
I love it. And go and get Allison and Tom Invention. Invention Help, Inventor Help, Product Development. Go on there and get a free ebook, Empowering Ideas Facebook is INVENT Shine Inc. INVENT Shine, SHINE Inc. Instagram is the same. And go on their website, www.inventshine.com. All right. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you guys were able to join us. Join Gina G on, what's your Instagram, Gina G?
It's Gina G Too Funny. Gina G the number two.
All right. Live healthy, live whole. You guys go on, get your Google Play and go to BBS radio station number one. Listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat and go say Alexa. You can go on there and you can say Gina's radio chat and we'll come on. And you can also download the app, BBS radio. All right. Thank you, my team. I'm so sorry. Time is just, we just run out of time, but
never
I'm so glad enough. Jeff, that you and John, no, I'm so glad Carla and Jeff, thank you so much. Portia, you were such a good help last week. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be needing more of your advice together as a team. We're going to probably have to do a separate show because it's a lot of information. All right, Gina G, it was a good show, right?
Yes, it was a great show. Love you guys.
All right, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, we are loving you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina.